What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
And here we go. It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, along with Kit Branch, who's sitting in for Drayton Hogarth. And so we got a lot to get to. Of course, college football Saturday. The high school football regular season ended in the GHSA side of things. Fredrika goes down in the GISA playoffs. Brunswick's season comes to an end. Glenn Academy moving on into the playoffs. Kip, thanks for taking the time to fill in for Drayton. We appreciate it, man, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here this morning.
It's the second one you've done, so you know you're not a rookie anymore.
Not a rookie anymore. Hope not at my age anyway.
All right, well, let's go ahead and jump into things. Kip, for those of you that don't know, is the color commentator for the Brunswick High Pirates. He actually sits next to the booth, or next to my dad, in the Brunswick High booth, who Teddy Bishop calls the play-by-play, the professor, and Mr. Brunswick High. So let's start with Brunswick High football, because I think that's a good point of contention to start with. Brunswick High does win their finale 56-7. Unfortunately, they lose out in the tiebreaker situation that did end up unfolding as we thought it might, and then lose out by 1 point, and they do not make the playoffs.
We do not make the playoffs in 2016, which to me is mind-boggling, to say the least. When you look at this football team, you just have to scratch your head sometimes and think, how is this team 5-5 on the season? Yeah, we've had some bad breaks, and things haven't gone our way, and unfortunately, that happens sometimes. We lost 5 football games by a total of 14 points. We go beat an outmatched Osborne team last night, and it wasn't good. They were just not a very good football team, and Jalen Jackson picks off the first pass of the game and returns it for a 15-yard touchdown, and it was just downhill from there.
5-5, the final record for the Pirates. And so I guess, Kip, there are a lot of people asking the elephant in the room question: what's next for the Brunswick High program? Does the ship continue to move in the same direction, or are they going to dock that ship and sail a different direction? I guess we'll eventually find out.
We'll find out pretty soon. I take those kind of decisions are, they're made at a higher level than, talk radio and things like that. So we'll find out what's going to happen with the Brunswick High program coming up in the next few days, I suspect. And then, we'll just see. We'll just see how it all plays out. But I feel like this team should be sitting here right now at 9-1 on the season. We're not. And we're going to set home for the playoffs, and lost the tiebreaker scenario to Richmond Hill and Bradwell. And, that's just a hard pill to swallow if you're a Brunswick High fan, to know that a 3-seed Richmond Hill is a team that you totally dominated just last week and beat by 2 touchdowns, and it could have been a lot worse than that. And we're going to be sitting at home next week. So I guess I'll be out at Glenn County Stadium watching the other Glenn County team make their state playoff run. But Brunswick High fans, keep your head up. Things are going to be okay. We've got a good nucleus coming back. We're going to have about 35 seniors next year coming back from this football team. Defense is going to come back pretty much intact next year. Offense, we're going to lose a couple offensive linemen. Quarterback's coming back, 2 running backs. So there's some good material to work with. And, I don't know what the future is for Coach Harold at Brunswick High. Good man, works hard, just had a lot of tough breaks this year, friend of mine. And, it's just the world, the way things are in the world today, it is what it is. And, if he's back, then I'm sure he'll do a fantastic job. If he's not, then, I hope he lands on his feet. And I know he will, because he's a good man.
You mentioned the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, who will be playing at Glenn County Stadium next week. Last night, they beat Bradwell, rounded out the end of their schedule and the end of their region schedule, 41-0, the final score there. So Glenn ends on a really high note, shutting out Bradwell. And Bradwell, the good news for them is they make the playoffs for the first time, and God, I don't even know when the last time is they made the playoffs, probably back in the 80s when they were a powerhouse, maybe early 90s. But I really don't know. But the point is, Glenn Academy, first round, they are a number one seed. They will have at least the first two rounds of the playoffs, at least at home right there at Glenn County Stadium. The brackets are out. Kip and I are going to break that thing down for you. And in the first round, Glenn Academy is going to get Jonesboro, a team that they're going to be heavily favored against. Look, Jonesboro upset Drew on Thursday night. Everyone really thought Drew was going to end up being the four seed out of that region. No one thought Jonesboro could beat Drew. Jonesboro did beat Drew. That is a team, the Cardinals of Jonesboro. They're very athletic, got a lot of playmakers all over the place. They might not be as physical and as big as Glenn Academy, and I think that's where Glenn Academy wins that game.
Jonesboro is going to get them an all-expense-paid trip down to Glenn County Stadium next Friday night and get what Bradwell and Effingham has gotten in the last 2 weeks. That's what Jonesboro is coming to get. I don't know if they're aware of that yet, but that's what's going to happen.
There is Glenn Academy fans, there is the potential of a state championship rematch in the second round. If Glenn gets past Jonesboro, Allatoona is on the other side of that game. If Allatoona wins their game, Glenn wins theirs, then Glenn Academy and Allatoona will meet in the second round in a state championship rematch from last year. But believe me, that Allatoona team from last year definitely ain't the Allatoona team this year.
And that Glenn Academy team last year is definitely not the Glenn Academy team this year. This is a better football team than the 2015 Glenn Academy Red Terriers were. And Allatoona this time we'll have to get on the bus and drive 5 hours and come down here and get what Jonesboro is going to get next Friday night.
Northside Warner Robins may wait for Glenn Academy in the third round. We'll get into all that a little bit later. Frederica, the Knights of Frederica last night in the second round of the GISA playoffs, had a home game in the Elite Eight against Deerfield Windsor, another perennial powerhouse in the GISA, and the Knights fall short 28-14, and so their march to Mercer ends and they are eliminated. Their season comes to an abrupt halt. I don't really think that anyone, including myself, thought Frederica would lose at home to Deerfield Windsor. To be honest with you, I thought Frederica was the best team in the state, and if they lost, it would be in the state title game to John Millage. Well, they didn't get that far.
Deerfield Windsor now, if you know private school football, Deerfield Windsor's played good football for a long time in GISA, and they are a proud program, and they've been around a long, long time. They've won a lot of football games, and, you know, when you got a lot of history in your program, you're proud, and, you know, didn't really shock me that they came over here and got the win based upon their history and tradition, but Frederica was obviously a very talented football team at that level and certainly didn't expect to lose at home last night.
Now, and if you're a Frederica fan, again, you know, don't hang your head. Much like Kip said with the Brunswick High fans, Frederica is very young. They've got a very good, solid core of sophomores in that program, and so that program's only going to get better. So even this year, you know, a lot of folks are, they've got to be the favorite to win the state championship. Okay, they didn't, but they're a very young team. Next year, they'll be better. They'll be a year older. And next year, they'll be probably even more of a favorite to win the state title.
Things are rolling over there on St. Simon's Island, so it's only going to get better. And they got a good program over there, and they're doing great things.
Can't get enough of Brunswick High football? Then come out to Game Time Wings and Things on 341 across from Captain Joe's on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the BHS Coaches Show with Larry Harold, hosted by Mr. Brunswick High himself, Kip Branch. Get the skinny on pirate football straight from the captain of the ship himself, head coach Larry Harold. And then stream the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Pirates!
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Come join us for all our Vegas-style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
A big Saturday in college football, and so that's where we're going to go. Kip and I are going to make our picks. Hey, by the way, this is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Watermarks Printing. We'll take your calls, especially with it being the end of high school football regular season. We're moving into the playoffs. 912-275-7017. That's your number, 912-275-7017. If you're old school, you can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. And check us out. There'll be a, I'm sure there'll be some high school football stories that get on the website today at thesouthernsportsedition.com. I think this man right here is probably going to end up writing a Brunswick High recap.
I got to wake up first.
thesouthernsportsedition.com. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into our college football picks. Cue the bed. And there it is. All right, let's go ahead, Kip. Georgia Southern at Ole Miss. I've been high on the Rebels all year. Even as bad as they've been, I'll take Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is going to beat the brakes off of Georgia Southern today, and it's going to be bad. Yeah.
Pitt at Miami. Neither team ranked.
I'm picking Pitt to beat Miami.
I don't think
Miami's a good football team right now, and they're struggling.
Okay. I'll take Miami, try and get their season back on the right tracks and rebound. Missouri at South Carolina. I'm taking the Gamecocks at home.
So am I.
All right. Yeah. Georgia at Kentucky. Hey, folks, believe it or not, Kentucky is second in the SEC East. What a crazy division this ended up being. I tell you what, if Georgia doesn't win that game, I think there are going to be some Georgia fans that hurl themselves off some bridges this week. I'm going to take Georgia on the road to get that game in Kentucky, in Lexington.
I'm picking Kentucky to beat Georgia. Georgia is not a good football team right now, and Kentucky's fired up, rejuvenated. They're trying to get bowl eligible. Georgia's going to struggle at Commonwealth Stadium tonight. Kentucky's going to win that football game.
Boy, that's bad news for Kirby Smart. All right, number four, we'll get into the ranked games. Number four, Texas A&M. Right now, Texas A&M in line to get one of those four playoff spots. They've got to go to Mississippi State. I think this is one of those trap games. I don't think that Texas A&M is going to necessarily lose this football game, but I think Mississippi State plays above their head and keeps it close, plays A&M tough.
Didn't Mississippi State lose to South Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Texas A&M. Okay.
Number eight, Wisconsin at Northwestern. I don't see any problem with the Badgers.
No, Badgers are going to win that one.
Number seven, Louisville at Boston College. Again, that's going to be a blowout. That'll get ugly.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Vandy at Auburn. Auburn at home. Auburn's completely proven everybody wrong about what they are. They've been a lot better than what folks thought. No problem with Vandy. Auburn blows them out.
They're going to hammer Vandy. Now, Auburn's a good football team.
Georgia Tech at 21, North Carolina. I like this game to be close, but I'll take North Carolina at home.
I almost picked Tech, but North Carolina, they're pretty good on offense.
Syracuse at number two. Clemson, no contest here. Clemson rolls.
Right.
Number 19, Virginia Tech at Duke. I'm taking the Dukies to upset the Hokies.
I'm taking the Hokies. Virginia Tech's one of these teams that's seems like they've gotten better every week.
Maryland at number three, Michigan. I'll take the Wolverines at home.
By about 40.
Number 11, Florida at Arkansas. I'm taking the Razorbacks. I think they're a better team than Florida. Arkansas at home. Arkansas beats Florida.
Not happening, brother. Did you see that defense that showed up in Jacksonville last week? It's going to travel to Arkansas, and Florida's going to get that win.
Yeah, the only difference is Arkansas can actually score points.
Not against that defense.
TCU at 17, Baylor. I'm taking the Horned Frogs to beat Baylor.
I'm glad you are, because I'm not. Baylor's going to win that football game.
18, Oklahoma State at Kansas State. Oklahoma State in a close game.
Oklahoma State's going to win.
Arizona at 25, Washington State. I like Washington State. Close game.
Washington State's going to win that one, in my opinion.
22, Florida State at NC State. Florida State rebounds and blows the brakes off the Wolfpack.
NC State, I picked Florida State, but Florida State has historically struggled when they travel to Raleigh and play North Carolina State. Florida State in a close game.
Kansas at 20, West Virginia. If Kansas was any good, I might pick a good team to win this game against West Virginia coming off that first loss. Their season kind of, I guess the morale of the team may be a little down, but Kansas is terrible. West Virginia will win that game, especially at home.
It's not basketball season, so Kansas has no shot today.
Iowa at Penn State, no shot. Penn State blows out Iowa.
Yes, they do.
Here we go. Number 10, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. At number 6, the Ohio State Buckeyes. In a Big Ten matchup, not just for the Big Ten championship and implications there, but for the national championship as well. Ohio State still controls its own destiny. I can't really say the same thing for Nebraska. Doesn't matter. Ohio State at home. Nebraska is not as good as people think. Definitely not as good as that ranking. Ohio State exposes them.
This is not Tom Osborne's Nebraska Cornhuskers, and I think Ohio State actually blows them out today.
Number 5, Washington goes to Cal. I think Washington wins, but I think this is a close football game.
The biggest travesty of week one of the college football rankings is why Texas A&M is ranked over Washington. Washington comes out with a chip on their shoulder, and they prove that they're worthy.
I'll get into that a little later.
Okay.
Number 1, Alabama at number 13, LSU, 8 p.m., Nobody goes into Death Valley at night and survives. Nobody. Not Nick Saban, not anyone. LSU got the ship moving in the right direction under Ed Orgeron. Things are a lot different. Just a minor tweak here and there because LSU has players everywhere, as does Alabama. You don't go into Death Valley at night and win. LSU takes down the Tide.
But unfortunately, the only thing that's wrong with that argument you just made, Alabama has done it the last two or three times they played in Baton Rouge at night, and that's the biggest myth in college football is LSU is unbeatable at home. Alabama's going to go in there, and they're going to just grind up LSU, and they're going to shut down Leonard Fournette, and you're going to see why Alabama's Alabama tonight. Alabama's going to win that football game.
Wow.
I mean, why are you sitting here? Come on, man. You sit here telling me that LSU is unbeatable at home?
Yeah.
Everybody goes into Baton Rouge and wins. Good teams, Alabama goes in there and thumps them all the time at home. How many times have they lost to LSU? I mean, how many times has LSU lost to Alabama in a row now?
For those folks that know me, I am a betting man, and this sounds like a wager coming on to me.
How many times has LSU lost to Alabama in a row now? Five?
Well, since Alabama's been, I'm telling you, tonight's okay. Different. Alabama goes in there, and they leave not the number one team in the country, at least in the rankings.
Come on, are you kidding me, man?
Nope, not kidding you.
Okay, well, we'll make a little wager then. When we take our next break, we'll come up with a nice little wager that Facebook can see.
I tell you what, for those folks that are listening, we are on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So you can find that at Bishop Media Sports Network on Facebook. It's also on my Facebook, Jason Bishop. If you want to see that, we'll make the wager during the break on Facebook Live, like, exclusively for our Facebook Live watchers.
This is like taking candy from a baby. Are you kidding me? Hey, man, can I just pick a restaurant in Glynn County that I want to go to?
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Frederica Knights' march to Mercer comes to a screeching halt. Frederica gets upset by Deerfield Windsor 28-14 at home. The Knights finish the season with a 9-2 record. Brunswick blows out Osborne in Atlanta 56-7, but sees their season come to an end as they lose out on tiebreakers and do not make the playoffs. The Pirates finish 5-5. A team that is in the playoffs are the Red Terrors. The region champs blast Bradwell 41-0 and will take on Jonesboro in the first round of the playoffs. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Some other area teams that make the high school football playoffs around the area. By the way, this segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and M&B Liquors. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017. We will take your calls if you get them in. 912-275-7017. You can also email us the game.bishopmedia@gmail.com. All right. So some other area teams that make the playoffs. Get my paper in order. There we go. All right. So Liberty County, they're in as a number one seed. Or excuse me, they're in as, yeah, number one seed. They've got Pike County at home. That shouldn't be a contest.
Nah, Liberty County's a pretty good football team.
Some other teams that made it. South Effingham, they get in as a four seed out of their region. They've got to go to Stockbridge to play that football game.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't really like their chances.
Ooh, that's going to be ugly. You tell me they're going to play the Stockbridge Tigers? Is that who they're going to play?
That's who they're playing.
Who?
No chance.
Exactly.
Ware County, they get in. They're going to play Alachua and Ware County, number one seed. Their region was awful. Glenn's region wasn't very good either. Ware wins that game against the four seed.
Ware is one of these teams that played a tough regular season schedule, and they're going to be pretty tough come playoff time.
Jones County, as a three seed, will play Wayne County as a number two seed, which blows me completely out of the water.
What is Wayne's record? 3-7? They beat Statesboro last night?
Yeah. And they blew Statesboro out, but...
Statesboro went 0-10, by the way.
Yeah, I don't really... How far that program has fallen. I don't really like Wayne County winning that game. I'll take Jones.
I think everybody in the state's picking Jones. Wayne, how's a 3-7 team getting the playoffs?
Well, that's the way the regions shook out. Tiff County... They will be on the road at North Cobb. That's going to be a really good football game. Tiff's got a good shot of winning that, but I'll take North Cobb since they're at home.
Anytime you get on the bus and travel 3, 4, 5 hours, you never know what's going to happen. So I'll go with North Cobb.
Hillgrove at Lowndes. Lowndes being at home, I'm tempted to pick them, but I really think Hillgrove's a good football team and capable of coming to Lowndes and winning. I'll take Hillgrove.
I mean, if it was basketball season, I'd take Hillgrove in this game, but it's hard to go to Martin Stadium and win in the playoffs, so I'll take Lowndes.
North Paulding will go to Colquitt County. That is going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about the 7A bracket, which we're talking to you about, is this. At the very bottom of the bracket, in Region 3, Team 1, that is McEachern. Now, McEachern is supposed to have a number four seed play them from that region, which is going to be Region 1. They're supposed to play Region 1, Team 4. That team would have been the Camden County Wildcats. However, they're not in the playoffs. There's a stipulation, we'll get some clarification on it, but there's a stipulation that if there are only four teams in a region, the GHSA... there are some stipulations you have to meet to make the playoffs as a four from a four-team region. Camden didn't get close. So Camden's not in, and that spot will actually be given to another team from a stronger region that finished fifth.
Which means a team from Atlanta get another playoff spot, but Camden at 2-8, did they really deserve to be in the playoffs?
No.
I mean... They beat Forest Park, who, by the way, Forest Park lost to Osborne last night. And Osborne might be the worst football team I've ever seen in my 40-plus years of watching football.
Might be or is.
They're not very good. I don't want to be overly critical, but they're really bad.
Get your calls in, 275-7017. We will answer your calls via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Yeah, 2-8, you don't deserve to get into the playoffs. And the way they lost those games, it wasn't a competitive 2-8 at all. The only games they did win were Brunswick High and Forest Park. And Brunswick didn't have a very good year. Forest Park's not very good. So, yeah, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
Brunswick goes on the road and beats Osborne 56-7. It could have been 80-7. Forest Park, Osborne beats Forest Park. Camden beats, Forest Park. And Camden comes here and beats Brunswick 7-6. Wow.
Yeah. So the last few weeks, as you guys know, that tune into the show regularly, we do a thought or a segment that basically is my thoughts for the week in review. And so we're going to step aside from the high school football talk And coming up next segment, we're going to break down Glenn Academy's road to the state championship game, if they get that far, who they may or may not go through. But right now, this is Jason Bishop's Week in Review. And here we go. Kirby Smart officially on the hot seat. Jimbo Fisher has the best hair in college football. Kentucky, second place in SEC East. Number of Cubs fans in Southeast Georgia before this season, 3. Number of Cub fans in Southeast Georgia after they won the World Series, everywhere. Les Miles, you need a job before you can assemble a coaching staff. Texas A&M, number 4 in playoff poll. Washington, your league sucks. Cubs fans claiming they have a dynasty. Let's wait until you make the playoffs a second time. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant are not camping buddies. Next Jaguars head coach, Mike Smith. Cubs and Indians, second best World Series in my lifetime. Reference 1991. Breaking news, Alabama is still the best team in the country. The Atlanta Falcons, Super Bowl contenders. I'm serious. And these are my thoughts. Those are my thoughts, Kip.
That was a great World Series.
Absolutely.
That was one of the better World Series. I went to work Thursday morning dragging. I had to drink 3 cups of coffee, but you know, I don't usually stay up and watch baseball. Love baseball, but it's not fun to watch on TV sometimes. And that was a great World Series Game 7, especially with Cleveland. It's, you know, Cleveland's one of these teams that, you know, they've been in the World Series now 3 times in the last 20 years. Lost 2 Game 7s in extra innings, and then lost Game 6 to the Braves back in 95. So they're due. And Terry Francona, I was talking to your dad about this going up to Atlanta yesterday. I think Terry Francona is one of the best managers in all of baseball. And he's come to Cleveland, and Cleveland was a doormat when he got there. Now they were basically, you know, I looked at that World Series, all the, you know, after a World Series is over, both teams in that series scored 27 runs. Both teams. That's what the total runs scored by each team in that World Series was.
That's a pretty even World Series.
It was. And, you know, Cleveland made the rally there off Chapman in the 8th inning. I mean, and scored those 3 runs. And, you know, that place was electric when Rozzy Davis hit that 2-run homer to tie it up.
Of all the people to hit that home run.
I mean, he pulled that ball down the left field line, and it was screaming going out of the ballpark. And, you know, when you get your bat around, you get the barrel of a bat on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. It's going somewhere, and it's going somewhere fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a good World Series. You know, Cleveland, they just won the NBA championship. So, you know, the Browns are just awful. So, Cleveland's had a pretty good sports year. And but the Cub fans' 108-year drought between World Series wins. My grandfather was born in 1908.
The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run, and if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game. Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers!
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. We're looking at the playoff bracket. And just to be honest with you, not trying to show any bias, even though I'm sporting my Glenn Academy hat. I'm a Glenn Academy alum. Glenn Academy is the best team in that bracket. They're the you look and not only are they the best team, their path to get to the state finals. I mean, yeah, there are some tough games, but it's not terrible. They don't play anybody or potentially play anybody that's going to be head and shoulders better than them at all.
This, hold on, you've been to a lot of Glenn Academy games, okay?
I have.
Okay, this offense that Glenn Academy puts on the field?
Sick.
It's insane. Who do you stop? You got DJ Dallas, who just, when he decides he's going to dominate a football game, he just flat out dominates, okay? You've got Kendall Cross, who you can give the ball to 25, 30 times a game and just pound him up the middle. And you got Jernigan on the outside. You can just throw it up. And I swear, he can just run under the ball. I mean, it don't even look like he's running. And he just takes off, and he just runs under the football. Just hang it up near, run up and get it. Return game, you know, you got all these. They just have athletes. And defensively, they're a little underrated on defense. But, you know, with Hunter Hall and those guys, they really get after the football. They're pretty good on defense, but that offense, however, that offense is going to take them as far as they go in the playoffs.
Well, last year they hung their hat on how good their defense was, and their defense pretty much carried them to the playoffs, their defense and running game. And this year the offense is probably the best part of that football team, but the defense is still just as good. They didn't lose a ton from their defensive starters last year. They lost two kids in the secondary and two defensive linemen, and that's it. Everybody else came back.
And, you know, I'm looking at my bracket right here. I filled out my 6A bracket when I came into the building today.
All right, well, we'll get to that. Yeah, okay. we're gonna jump into that. This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and the Emerald Princess, 275-7017. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and I am chomping at the bit to hear Kip Branch's bracket.
I'll just start with Glenn Academy.
All right.
Okay. I got Glenn Academy beating Jonesboro in the first round.
Okay.
I got them beating Lanier High School in the second round.
Okay, so you don't have Allatoona winning that game.
Nah, Allatoona does not want to get on the bus and travel down here and play Glenn Academy after what happened in the Georgia Dome last year.
Okay.
Lanier High School is a pretty good football team. Allatoona's got to go on the road and play them in the first round. So I see Lanier winning that game, but coming down here, Glenn beating them. I see Glenn Academy and Northside Warner Robins playing in the third round, mm-hmm. right here at Glenn County Stadium.
What a game that'll be.
I don't think it'll be that great of a game. I think Glenn will beat Northside. I don't think Northside, you know, it's these games are all about matchups. I think Glenn will, that offense of Glenn Academy will be able to score points, and their defense will do enough to get them by Northside. And then I got Glenn Academy playing Tucker in the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that will basically be a coin flip on where the where that is. If Tucker has to load up and come down here, I've seen good Tucker teams come down here and play good Brunswick High offenses with bad defenses and struggle. Okay, Tucker, if they come to Glenn County Stadium, I think Glenn Academy will beat them and go to the state championship game again, where I have them playing the Valdosta Wildcats coming out the other side of the bracket. And then I have Glenn Academy beating Valdosta for the state championship.
Two South Georgia teams playing in the Georgia Dome for the state championship. Well, with your bracket, mine's pretty similar. There's not a lot of difference. I've got Glenn Academy blowing out Jonesboro. I just don't see Jonesboro having enough physicality to stay with the Terriers. I've got Allatoona beating Lanier, and so my second round opponent, maybe that's just wishful thinking, because I, as a Glenn Academy alum, would certainly like to see Allatoona have to truck it down here and await their fate, as we all know what it's probably going to be, because that Allatoona team is not nearly as good as they were last year, and Glenn Academy's team is better. So yeah, Allatoona would probably get blown out in that game. And then Northside Warner Robins, who would have to come to Glenn County Stadium because they are a two seed. I agree with you. I think Glenn Academy wins that game comfortably going away. I think Northside Warner Robins keeps that game competitive maybe through the first 2.5 quarters, but then Glenn Academy's depth and that offense begins to wear you down when you got Kendall Cross running the football all game after you, all night long. And Glenn Academy just got Jeremiah Anderson back, who has been missing since week one of the year. Last night, I was actually standing on the sideline at the Glenn Academy game, and they score a touchdown. It was our first touchdown of the game, and I was standing next to Scott Spence, the Glenn Academy principal, and I didn't recognize the number. And I looked at Scott Spence, and I said, "Who's number 17? He said, "Oh, that's Rivers. That's our four-string running back that just scored the touchdown in the first quarter." Yeah, we go four deep at running back.
You know that Northside game, their physical team, they're going to pack in. They're probably going to be effective in stopping the run a little bit against Glenn, but that's when the Jernigan factor kicks in. Glenn can throw the football when they have to throw the football, and they can throw it deep when they have to. And games like that is when you got to get big plays, and that Northside game is going to be one of those games where I think Glenn can get some big games in the passing game, big plays in the passing game against them.
Tucker will be Glenn Academy's next opponent, probably. Now, Tucker does have to get past probably Mays to get to that point. Mays, a very good football team as well. And look, Glenn Academy fans, here's the deal. Tucker's a number one seed as well. So if that happens, what will happen to determine who gets home field in that game? They're going to flip a coin. And to be honest, I think Tucker's a very, very good football team too. Whoever wins that coin toss, whoever gets that game at home, will end up playing and probably winning the state championship. Whichever way that coin toss goes, if the Terriers get home field, Glenn Academy wins the state title. If Tucker does, Tucker wins the state title. So the coin flip in that game, if it ends up being Tucker and Glenn, probably will determine the state championship winner.
Hmm.
Glenn Academy, in my opinion, then, if they do beat Tucker, will likely, Kip's got Valdosta in the state championship game on the other side of the bracket. I don't have the Wildcats there. I actually have them losing to Northgate, and I've got Northgate going through the rest of the way. And, you know, Kip's, oh, my God, really, Northgate? I mean, look, here's the thing. Last year, Northgate got all the way to the Final Four, and every week they were playing somebody that from around the state. I was like, oh, well, Northgate won't win that game. Oh, and then they did. Oh, well, Northgate won't win the game, and then they did. Oh, well, Northgate won't, and they just kept doing it. So they made a believer out of me last year. Yeah, I'm going to roll with them.
So you're saying that Northgate's going to go to Cleveland Field in Valdosta, Georgia, and beat Valdosta in the second round of the state playoffs?
Who thought Glenn Academy was going to go to Stockbridge last year and win that game?
That's a good point. But Glenn Academy's a lot better football team last year than Northgate was last year or even this year. Northgate is not, let me repeat, Northgate is not going to Valdosta and beating the Valdosta Wildcats.
You can't make the Final Four and not be a good football team. You can catch some breaks, But you got to execute somewhere. You got to have some players somewhere. You got to have coaching somewhere.
So the Northgate Vikings, you're telling me it's going to go to Valdosta and win a second-round football game. Northgate's a three-seed.
All the way to state championship game.
They're a three-seed this year. They're not going to Valdosta and beating a region champion after they've played Coffee and Northside and Lee County.
You're acting like Valdosta has this perennial. They've got a good football team.
They're playing in the best 6A
region
in the state.
They've got a good football team, but they're not an elite program right now.
Not what they used to be. No.
To answer your question, yes, I'm telling you. That a number three seed Northgate is going to go into Valdosta and beat a better than average Valdosta football team. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, you're wrong. That's just not going to happen.
I'll text you when it happens.
Just like you're going to text me tonight at about 11 o'clock, I won't be getting that text either after the Alabama game.
Well, I'll be asleep by 11 o'clock, so it'll probably be the next morning before
I'll
text you.
I'll be wide awake. Yeah.
Well, good for you. I spend my evenings trying to get a 4-month-old to sleep.
There you go. I remember those days well. So good luck with that.
All right.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Frederica Knights' march to Mercer comes to a screeching halt. Frederica gets upset by Deerfield Windsor 28-14 at home. The Knights finish the season with a 9-2 record. Brunswick blows out Osborne in Atlanta 56-7, but sees their season come to an end as they lose out on tiebreakers and do not make the playoffs. The Pirates finish 5-5. A team that is in the playoffs are the Red Terrors. The region champs blast Bradwell 41-0 and will take on Jonesboro in the first round of the playoffs. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You ready? Let's go.
It's the last segment of the game here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, along with Kit Branch, who is sitting in for Drayton Hogarth. And this segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Coastal Pines Technical College. And
You can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. You can also give us a shout, 275-7017. In this last segment, we will take your calls. So during the break, for our Facebook Live listeners that actually, you know, got to see what's going on between the break, Kip asked a really good question. How does a program like the University of Georgia not have any wide receivers that are any good on the roster?
I'm looking for answers. I don't know. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And it was pretty evident last week in Jacksonville that Georgia could not stretch the field. And Florida's, you know, Florida's great on defense. That Florida defense is really, really good. And Georgia could just not get anything going on offense. And it was just frustrating to watch last Saturday. Against a good defense, Georgia had – and the drops – when they do have guys open, they seem like they dropped the ball. And, you know, it's just a struggle right now for Georgia on offense.
They're not rushing the passer.
No.
They're not doing a good job of opening up running lanes for one of the best running backs in the country and maybe one of the best running back tandems in the country.
Georgia's got four good running backs.
And they can't seem to run the football.
No, not a lick. Probably going to try to run the football tonight against Kentucky, and we'll see. But defensively, Georgia, you know, they played pretty good last week in Jacksonville. I don't think they gave up that many yards. Florida kind of put them in the meat grinder there in the fourth quarter and pounded out some first downs and yardage. But that game last week in Jacksonville was totally on the Georgia offense, just inept, just couldn't get anything done. You got a gunslinger at quarterback. Got to get him some playmakers in there. It's going to take Kirby another recruiting class or two.
Let me pose an interesting question to you.
Okay.
So from what I understand, most Georgia fans are pretty sold on Jacob Eason. The interesting thing about that is Jake Fromm, the talented quarterback over at Houston County, has committed to Georgia.
Right.
And he's a five-star guy.
Right.
He's committed to Georgia. Not only has he committed to Georgia, he's enrolled early.
He has.
He's enrolled early at the University of Georgia, which means that obviously he's going to have an extra semester in the system, familiarize himself with the offense and the playbook. Now, the question that I want to pose to you is, if you're Jacob Fromm, mm-hmm. and you're a five-star quarterback and you can pick wherever it is you want to go in the country pretty much, why do you commit to go to the University of Georgia when there's already a five-star guy in Jacob Eason who's only a freshman, true freshman, playing quarterback already there a year before you get there? My question to you is there any chance that possibly Kirby Smart or someone from the Georgia coaching staff has said, hey, look, man, we're not really as high as people think we are in Eason, and you might start next year? Is there any chance that conversation's taking place?
It's possible it's taking place, but let me tell you, I'm a little bit older than you. I mean, you're in your 30s. I'm
barely.
I'm in my
30s.
Early, late 40s, I'll just leave it at that.
All right.
That's a lie, by the way. But people of my generation, we grew up loving Georgia football, okay? Didn't come on TV a whole lot. You know, we listened to Larry Munson on the radio. So as kids, we grew up and we idolized the University of Georgia. It was everybody's dream growing up in the state of Georgia. If you played football, to play football at the University of Georgia. Okay, now you have a different generation of people. You got all the social media. You got the sports media that's out there. And kids nowadays, you know, it's more like a business decision. Jake Fromm, to me, is kind of a throwback because he grew up loving the University of Georgia. And he don't care who's there. He wants to just play for the University of Georgia. And that is what he has done. So if you grow up in this state like we have and others, you know, my goal would have been to go to the University of Georgia if I was good enough to play football. And I wouldn't give a rip who was up there. I'm just going up there happy to put on that red and black. And I think that's the attitude that Jake has. And I wouldn't read anything else into it.
So he's going to Georgia because he's a Bulldog fan.
He loves the University of Georgia. Not a fan. There's a passion there that just I want to play football for the University of Georgia.
Yeah, see, and I guess I'm about to subscribe to what you just said, because that line of rationale just doesn't – I have trouble wrapping my brain around that, because Jacob Fromm is an NFL-caliber type quarterback. If he's got the potential to play in the NFL right now. And so the ultimate goal, I think, if you're Jacob Fromm as a business decision, mm-hmm. is – to put yourself in a place to where you're going to get the opportunity to play as much as you can, as soon as you can, to where NFL scouts are going to see your skills on display for 2, 3, maybe 4 years as a business decision. And if the Georgia staff is as high on Jacob Eason as what is believed, that situation won't occur. Jacob Fromm won't play until he's a senior.
No. Jacob, if Fromm comes in, and Eason will be a sophomore next year.
Uh-huh.
Worst case scenario, he redshirts, okay?
Okay.
He'd be a redshirt freshman. Eason's last year at Georgia. Eason's only going to be at Georgia for
3 years, and he's going to the NFL.
He's going. If Fromm comes in and happens to redshirt to get class separation, he'll be...
So you're saying that what makes the most sense, or what maybe the Georgia staff plans to do, get Jacob Fromm in the mix with the expectation that Eason's going to go to the NFL as a junior.
Eason is going to the NFL as a junior.
With the expectation that Eason's going to go to the NFL as a junior, and then have Jacob Fromm redshirt, and then therefore he's got 2 years of starting versus just one. That's what you're saying?
That's the thought. That's the recruiting thought behind it. But if he's good enough to come in and play... Kirby Smart's getting paid big money to win football games, and for some reason, Jake comes in and he wins the job. He just wins the job. Both of these kids are going to play in it, and you have to remember, Georgia's in the final two for Trevor Lawrence as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so Georgia's got quite a coup going right now at the quarterback position. I wish we had that kind of stuff going at the wide receiver and offensive line positions, but Georgia's set up to have a pretty good run at quarterback for the next 6-7 years.
Really quick, we got to get out. We're up against time. Let me ask you this really quick question. Worst case scenario, Kirby Smart, the Bulldogs don't make a bowl game. Does Kirby Smart come back next year?
Of course he does. Okay. Kirby Smart inherited a mess at Georgia.
The Frederica Knights are a favorite to bring home a GISA title to St. Simon's. And if you are a Knight fan, then you should be at Catch 228 on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, hosted by Rich Bontrager. Coach Derrick breaks down every game on the Knights' quest to a state title. Wednesday nights, Catch 228, 7 p.m. And be sure to listen on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Knights!
Come join us for all our Vegas style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.